Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, April 22nd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local Hardy County news, a few active warrants here. Wayne Howard has a local warrant for violation of probation for possession of cocaine, possession of methamphetamine, and two counts of possession of a controlled substance, and Michael James Ramirez has four local warrants, including failure to appear, petty theft, and littering. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or to remain anonymous, you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. And in nearby Polk County, through a partnership between the Polk County Sheriff's Office, the Florida Department of Health in Polk County, and Corizon Health, the healthcare provider in Polk County's jails, county inmates will be offered the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine starting this weekend. Your jobs here in the area: the city of Wauchula is looking for a customer service specialist, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 to 3 years of clerical, computer, and administrative experience are required, and bilingual fluency is preferred. Hardy Fresh is looking for a production planner, a bachelor's degree, and 1 year of manufacturing and management experience are preferred. And Alexander's Contract Services is looking for a water and electric meter reader. A high school diploma or GED and a driver's license are preferred. All of these jobs and more, you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. That's us. Hardy MI. hardymidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather reporting and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news for the day. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 75 degrees out, feels like 81, sunny, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 10, very high. Winds northeast at 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 17. Humidity is ideal, 47%, dew points 53, cloud cover is none. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling at 32,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:59 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, sunny, highs in the lower 80s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 60, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, mostly sunny until late afternoon, then partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 and a 20% chance of rain. And Friday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is looking to buy as much as 485,000 cartons of domestic grapes for the school lunch program and other federal food nutrition assistance programs. According to thepacker.com, bids from U.S. grape shippers are due April 27th. Accepted bids will be announced by May 11th, and fresh grape deliveries are to be made between May 31st and July 28th. With federal pandemic aid in their hands, farmers and ranchers borrowed far less money than usual from ag bankers during the first quarter of the year on operating expenses. The Kansas City Fed's summary found the volume of non-real estate farm loans was about 10% less than a year ago, continuing a recent trend. According to agriculture.com, the amount of new operating debt declined to the lowest level in the first quarter since 2012, while the average maturity of those loans was the highest for any quarter on record. The sale of tractors for March in the U.S. were up 81% compared to the same month last year, according to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers monthly flash report. AgriMarketing.com reports for the first quarter of 2021, just over 63,000 tractors were sold, which compares to more than 41,000 sold through March of 2020, a 52% increase year-to-date. Combine sales for the month were up 7%. Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. We'll get protected with Altazid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altazid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altazid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltazidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. As the spring planting season starts to take shape here in the South, many growers might not think weeds are a factor that can impact corn yield. Dean Grossnickel, an agronomy service representative with Syngenta, says higher yield potential starts with early season weed control. Grossnickel says weeds that emerge with the corn plant impacts its overall health.
These weeds do impact corn in a lot of different ways, but weeds present at corn emergence are an immediate source of stress and cause corn to enact a series of defensive measures. Corn stalks will grow taller, and also those weeds will grow wider to better compete for sunlight, which will also reject the sun's rays. Additionally, corn leaves grow parallel to the row versus out into the row to avoid competing directly for sunlight. Unfortunately, really this alignment is not optimal for absorbing sunlight, and these changes can negatively impact yield over time.
Further, Dr. Bill Johnson, professor of weed science at Purdue, says the loss of nitrogen to weeds can impact yield.
It's really important early in the year to have clean fields when the corn comes up. There's two things that happen. Number one, it's competing for nutrients and water. Most of the time in the eastern corn belt, we have wet springs, and so the moisture is not an issue. You do have that competition for nitrogen. If supplemental nitrogen is applied, many times you can overcome that early season competition for nitrogen.
Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. We'll get protected with Altazid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altazid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altazid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltazidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. The job market continues to climb out of the hole created by the coronavirus pandemic. 547,000 Americans applied for unemployment last week, a post-pandemic low.
The Labor Department says applications declined 39,000 from a revised 586,000 a week earlier. Weekly jobless claims are down noticeably from a peak of 900,000 in early January, but they're still far above the roughly 250,000 level that prevailed before the viral outbreak ripped through the economy in March of last year.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A tale of two airlines. Southwest, the first major U.S. carrier to report a profit since the pandemic started. Its first quarter net income hitting $116 million. American Airlines reporting a loss of $1.25 billion in Q1. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Rudy Gobert had 19 points, 18 rebounds, and 2 blocks for Utah in their 112-89 win over Houston. Rockets head coach Stephen Silas was asked how Gobert affected their play.
He was in the paint the whole game. He forced us to shoot jump shots, forced us into driving kicks. He forced us into early pass ahead, threes, all of those things.
The Jazz improved to an NBA best 44-15. Phoenix stayed a game and a half behind the Western Conference leading Jazz, downing Philadelphia 116-113. Suns forward Cameron Johnson had 15 points.
In the end, we just made enough plays to win. I mean, they really hung around, and they really fought, and they made shots on the stretch.
Brooklyn stayed a half game behind the Eastern Conference leading 76ers, losing to Toronto 114-103. New York overtimed Atlanta 137-127. The Rising Knicks have won 8 in a row. This is SRN Sports. The LA Clippers overcame a 15-point deficit to beat Memphis 117-105. Washington down to Golden State 118-114 for their season-best 6th straight win. Denver won their 4th straight 106-105 over Portland. It was Cleveland 121, Chicago 105, Indiana 122, Oklahoma City 116, Miami 107, San Antonio 87, Dallas 127, Detroit 117, Sacramento 128, Minnesota 125. In the NHL, Vegas defeated San Jose 5-2 for their 8th straight win. Golden Knights head coach Peter DeBoer says becoming the first team in the league to clinch a playoff berth shows their resiliency in a COVID year.
There has been a lot of distractions and adversity to deal with, and I'm really proud of our group. I think all year, we haven't used any of these things as excuses not to show up and play.
Chicago overtime, Nashville 5-4. It was Minnesota 4-1 over Arizona, Montreal 4, Edmonton 3. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: justice is a dish best served cold, because if it were served warm, it would be just water. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.